Welcome to another edition of Profit. I'm Cindy Broad. Today I'm joined by Lawrence Ralston, who is the president and CEO of Mountain Boy Minerals. Thanks for joining us today, Lawrence.
Oh, great to be here, Cindy.
Excellent. So, Lawrence, with Profit, we have decided to start the show with a little bit of rapid-fire questioning, just a neat little way to get to know the CEOs a little bit better and learn some information about you so the investors know a little bit behind the scenes what you're all about. Are you game for a little round?
Sounds like fun.
Excellent. Let's do it. All right. Let's see what we're going to find out about Lawrence. Okay. So let's start with how long have you been the CEO of Mountain Boy?
About a year and a half.
Okay. Name a book that you have recently read that is on your nightstand currently.
The Economist.
Oh, okay. Good one. What is the best advice you've ever received? Could be business related or personally.
Stay focused.
Oh, good one. Yes, very good one. What is your prediction for the highest price of gold in 2020? And we're not holding you to it.
1875.
Okay, we're going to make a chart with all the CEOs and we'll have a contest at the end of the year and see who came the closest. Finish the sentence. If I weren't in the gold industry in the capital markets, I'd be in?
Silver.
So, okay, fair enough. what is the best gift you've ever received?
Children.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's a good answer. I like that. Do you have kids?
Yes, I have three kids.
Three kids. Ages?
12, 11, 9.
Oh, wow. Excellent ages. I have two children that are in that range as well. So All girls, all boys?
The oldest is a girl and two boys.
Oh, lucky. That's fantastic. Yes, it's very fun, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have a middle name and what is it?
McKean.
Oh, that's what does that come from?
It's Irish heritage.
Okay, interesting. How do you spell that?
McKean.
Oh, I love that. We were thinking about if we had a boy at one point naming him McKean, because it was a combination of my husband's brother and dad. Okay. But I like that middle name. It's very nice. How long could you last without your phone?
40, 50 seconds.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's actually quite a long time for a lot of us, so... how often do you go to Stockhouse to check your stock on the bull boards?
Periodically. Okay. I generally avoid following day-to-day. I look more toward the long-term on metal prices and stock prices.
Fair enough. Okay, thanks so much, Lawrence. That was a fun game of rapid fire. Let's get down to talking about Mountain Boy Minerals. Mountain Boy trades under the symbol MTB on the Toronto Venture Exchange. Lawrence, give us a little bit of a snapshot of the company. Tell us about your share structure, et cetera.
Well, we're in great shape financially. We sold a non-core asset last year.
Oh.
And that gave us over $1 million of working capital, cleared all of our legacy debts. And we've just topped up with a small financing that's covering our current exploration program. We've got a really tight share structure, about 36 million shares outstanding. And about 30% of those are held by insiders.
Oh, great. Okay, good. So you were talking about your financing. That's currently closed?
Yes, it's closed.
Okay, great. So give us a bit of a history on Mountain Boy and tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you guys are working on currently.
Well, My own background, first of all,
I
40 years experience in the mining industry.
Yeah.
After a degree in geology and then graduate training in business.
Okay.
And worked several years for a major mining company and then got involved in managing junior companies.
Okay.
Then I started an investment newsletter, which I did for over a decade, until I was recruited by a big US private investment group. And I was hired to be the president of their mining investment division.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I left that about 3 years ago, got back to what I love doing, which is mineral exploration.
Excellent.
And then I found Mountain Boy. It was a huge property position in the Golden Triangle, which I see as being the most richly mineralized area on the planet.
Very prolific, yes.
And big property position and... undervalued. So Mark Brown and I took control of the company. We put a team together and now we're advancing those various projects.
Excellent. So what specifically drew you to Mountain Boy? Which project in particular really piqued your interest?
Well, at first it was just a large property position in a very highly prospective area. There's lots of past producing mines on the property,
yep.
Gold mines, silver mines, mines with extraordinary grades.
Yeah.
So that certainly caught my attention. And the recent work that had been done on those properties was all focused on the old mines that nobody had taken a big picture look at the geology. So we assembled results of work that had been done by decades, over a period of decades by tens of different companies,
yeah.
And a database that includes hundreds of drill results on these various properties.
Oh, that's fantastic. Really, you could hit the ground running then.
Oh,
there,
hey? We just have an extraordinary starting point to do exploration.
Yeah.
The infrastructure is amazing. We have a paved highway across the property that goes to the deepwater port of Stewart.
Wow.
There's a high-tension power line that runs along the highway. This area was intensively explored in the early 1900s. They found many, many discoveries. But access at that time was by pack horses.
Right.
So the mines were very small. And when explorers came back into this area in the 1970s, they found a very complex ownership situation.
Okay.
That there were legacy claims, hundreds and hundreds of claims dating back to the early 1900s. And there was also the perception that the mines were very small. So these guys went north and they found Snip and Bronson and Red Chris and SK and Bruce Jack, all of which have been developed and have become mines.
Yeah.
So the area around Stewart was kind of overlooked. Mountain Boy spent 15 years assembling the ground position as those old legacy claims finally started to come off the books.
Yep.
Over the past year and a half, I've put some deals together, further extended the properties, and we've compiled that information that was assembled over decades, and we've taken the first comprehensive look at the geology. And yes, those old mines were small, but we now recognize that they were actually parts of large geological systems.
Wow.
And we're seeing for the first time the big picture in these large systems and recognizing the enormous potential on this property.
Excellent. Wow. Well, it does sound like there is just a ton of potential there. So what is how, with so much property, obviously it's a very vast, extensive property, how are you staying focused?
Well, the first thing we did is over the last year and a half, we applied a lot of leading geological tools and techniques to all that data. Mm-hmm. We also applied all the recent advances in understanding of geology of this area. And that enabled us to, and in addition, we spent two field seasons ground truthing all that historic data. So that enabled us to prioritize the properties. We've now we're looking for joint venture partners on several of the targets.
Okay.
And we're getting a very warm reception. And we're now focused on our flagship property.
Okay, great. So can you tell us a little bit about your flagship property and what that's looking like and let investors know sort of what they can be aware of and look forward to in the next, say, 6 months or so?
Yeah, well, we're focused mainly along American Creek, which is just north of Stewart. It's centered on the super high-grade historic Mountain Boy Silver Mine. It operated in the early 1900s. And there's also a very important gold occurrence right in that area as well. So our targets are focused on both gold and silver. Now, in the early 2000s, they developed a road into the Mountain Boy mine, and they actually started to mine it. So that road into the mine has provided huge benefit for the work that we're currently doing.
Yep.
They mined a little bit of ore. They trucked it directly to the smelter in Trail, and it's high grade, but not quite direct shipping ore. So they went back to exploring it with drilling and got some really exceptional results. One of the drill holes hit 5 kilograms of silver.
Oh my
over
goodness.
5 meters.
Oh my goodness.
A truly exceptional drill hole.
Wow.
But the company at that point didn't have the money to pursue it, nor did they have the geological understanding to really appreciate the significance of what they had. They saw it as being just one tiny little high-grade sort of pod, and not recognizing how it fit into the larger geological story. So since that time, I've gotten involved in the company. I've extended the property at when they were initially working on it. It was a very small property. We've now got a big property. It extends all the way up to Pretium's property.
Okay, yep.
Pretium is drilling just north of our property, and they're also drilling to the west of our property. The property extends all the way over to the premier mine property of Ascot.
Okay, yep.
And, you know, to kind of put this into perspective a little bit, our property focuses along the east side of the Bear Ridge, and the west side of the Bear Ridge is the premier district. Until very recently, it was thought that the mineralization along American Creek, including the Mountain Boy, was just an offshoot from the premier district.
Okay.
Over the last few months, we've confirmed that we have a geological system along American Creek that's very much like the Premier District. We've got a big intrusion that we've just age dated. We've confirmed the date as being the same age as Premier.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
And it's a big system and obviously directly involved in the mineralization that we're seeing all up in along this area. So the area's had a lot of exploration, as I said. It's there's many, many known veins on the property, the original main veins around Mountain Boy. And we've acquired the Dorothy property, which brings in another big set of veins. And we've got the Silver Crown property. So we've got tens of known high-grade gold and silver veins. And we're continuing to make new discoveries. One of the discoveries that we made late in the year gave us over a kilo of silver, and another sample had 28 grams of gold.
Oh, wow.
And this is a very exciting discovery because it's an area that has just emerged from ice cover. Nobody has ever looked at this before.
Oh, fantastic.
So we found an area hundreds of meters long. We're getting these spectacular gold and silver values on surface. And so altogether now, we've got gold and silver in high-grade veins that extend for a vertical kilometer up, you know, from deep in the valley to the over the top of the ridge.
Yeah.
8 kilometers north and south and 6 kilometers east-west. So
wow,
this is a district-scale place. It's a district.
Yeah.
And previously it hadn't been recognized as a district. They were looking at a lot of individual small occurrences. And we now, we've got the mineralizing system that ties it all together, and we're seeing this for the first time ever as an emerging district.
Fantastic. So what's next for Mountain Boy then? What are the steps that investors can sort of look out for and follow along, put you on your watch list, on their watch list on stockhouse.com, and follow the progression of bringing this huge finding to fruition? What can they look forward to?
Well, at this moment, we're continuing to apply science to the enormous database that we already have in place.
Yep.
And we're just compiling the last results from last season's field work. And we're working toward pinpointing drill targets.
Yep.
So part of our drilling that will come up next season will focus on the known veins.
Okay.
And some of these veins have already generated exceptional results. But the big objective will be to confirm the geological model of a district scale discovery.
Right. So that definitely differentiates you from most of the plays that are going on in that area, I would assume. Will it be named, or how will that work? If it becomes, will it become its own new mining district? Like how will that work?
Well, we're calling it the American Creek Project right now. I don't like the name American Creek, but
you'll have to pick something a little more.
we'll find something, and we'll have a whole rebranding. Perfect. Over the next little while.
Excellent. Okay, good. Great. Okay, so what are you doing at this point to get your story out there? And it's a great story. So what is the plan, and how are you making sure that investors are keeping their eye on what you're doing and know to watch progress?
It's a great story. We've got the super high-grade past producer. We've got drill results on the property that have generated great results. Our neighbors are generating some really exciting results. And we've got our own recent results, but so far we've done very little in terms of investor relations. We're just compiling the final results.
Yeah.
And once we get all that out in the public, then we'll be kicking off a big IR program.
Fantastic. Okay, good. Is there anything else that you would like investors to know, just on a last note, so that they can have a takeaway on Mountain Boy Minerals?
Well, there's a perception of companies operating in the Golden Triangle that is quiet over the winter.
Oh, okay, yes.
And that's not the case. We've got the final results from last season that will be coming out. We've got interpretations that we'll be publishing. And we're going to start discussing plans for the upcoming drill program.
Excellent. And when do you think that drill program will start to take place?
It'll be summer, okay. July kind of time period.
Okay, but there is a lot of activity to look forward to coming out over the next coming months and then moving into a drill program in summer.
Absolutely. We'll have a lot of news between now and then.
Excellent.
And the other part of it is joint ventures on some of the other projects.
Excellent. And will you be raising again this year, do you think? Or
we will be, yes, raising money to fund the drill program.
Okay.
But Great. Hopefully that will come after the investor relations program kicks off and... We start getting a response.
Excellent. Well, good luck to you, Lawrence. Mountain Boy Minerals sounds like an amazing story, something definitely to look forward to in an area that is very exciting as it stands on its own currently. But you guys seem to have a really nice parcel of property and some really exciting stuff that you're proving out at this point. So that's amazing. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. It's going to be a very exciting time over the next few
months. Yes, I'm going to keep it on my watch list too. So we'll check back in with Lawrence again. Thank you so much, Lawrence. Again, it's Mountain Boy Minerals, and Mountain Boy trades under the symbol MTB on the Toronto Venture Exchange. I was joined by Lawrence Ralston, and he's the president and CEO of Mountain Boy. Thanks, Lawrence.
You're welcome.
We're social at Stockhouse. Don't forget to like our videos and follow us at Stockhouse on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You'll get updates on all your favorite public companies in North America and every sector of the capital markets. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our investor community on message boards, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, be sure to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities available only on stockhouse.com.